of a body, put your body close to mine. I have a body, you have a body, let's play sexy time. I'm not good at the ukulele, but I'm good at other things, baby. Put your mouth close to mine.
My penis is an awkward leprechaun that had not gotten lucky nearly as much as it had gotten bored, standing patiently in my pants while the rest of me read self-help books on how to look sexy in green. Until the day I met your mouth, a St. Patrick's Day parade, your tongue afloat, you keep throwing candy from. You make me so hot. The first time you touched me, I burned down a Christmas tree, put the star on top of a four-leaf clover I had built from 2 3-leaf clovers and some crazy glue. I am crazy about you, and not because of your personality. Baby, everybody has a personality. You have an ass that makes me want to objectify you in my feminist theory class. And yes, professor, I do think that statement deserves an A+, if only for the way it fucks the confession booth, thrusts its brothel into the Baptist of my youth. At 11 years old, I told my mother there was something wrong with my body. My underwear are constantly full of pee. Are you sure it's pee? She said. I said, what else could it be? But I knew it was Satan with his evil snakes poking around my holy. It was my jackrabbit Elvis pelvis making friends with the living room pillows. My mother said, what did you do to all the pillows? They have no fluff left. I did not confess. I had ruffled their feathers. I had buried my hump in their soft. I did not say, mother, if Mary was really a virgin, I think that means she was never touched by the hand of God. I tell my lover, there is a Bible on the bookshelf I need you to smack me with, because there is an anchor I am still pulling up to free all the parts of myself still floating on Noah's Ark, right between the zebras and the penguins. My kink side is curled up in a ball, biting its claws, begging the rain to stop. You should never trust a ship that won't let you get off. You should never let your leprechaun wear a cross to the parade in your pants. But the moral of this story, never ever, ever, ever fuck the pillows on your mother's living room couch. Fuck the pillows in your own bedroom till you find someone with feathers in her hair and a Christmas tree burning in her holy, unholy mouth.